Chazar zeichen nishm lebachi ches kashagam levam Yehuda meseches Erevin daf ayin tes. Mishnah said nothing alav nesa shereichav arba. Rava said a board 4 tefachim wide is only necessary when the board is being placed across the ditch. However, if the board is being placed along the ditch, meaning parallel to it, overhanging it on the one side of the wall somewhat with a bracket or whatever, a board of any width will join the chatzeres because the board is effective in narrowing the ditch to less than 4 tefachim wide. Mishnah said v'chein shtei gzuz teroy zu keneged zu. Rava said balconies that are not aligned are only a problem if they are unaligned either in height or in depth by 3 tefachim or more, because the board connecting them would then have to be at a noticeable slant. Anything less would not be a problem. Zok to Mishnah, two chaseris that are separated by a haystack that's 10 tefachim high can't join into one eruv, and they must make 2 separate eruvim. Each chatzar may feed their animals from their side of the haystack. If the haystack is reduced to less than 10 tefachim, they must make a joint eruv and cannot make 2 separate eruvim. Zok to Maravuna said that people can't fill up baskets with straw to give to their animals because we're afraid that they will reduce the haystack to less than 10 tefachim on Shabbos. It's mashma that Ravuna allows one to lead his animal there to eat at the haystack. In fact, Gemara Rav Huna in the name of Rav Chanina said, a person may stand his animal on grass attached to the ground to eat. We're not afraid that that's going to cause the person to rip grass out to feed the animal, because that's the deraisa, and a person will be careful from a deraisa. But he may not stand his animal on muktzah to eat, because we're afraid that he'll move the muktzah, because that's only a derabbanan. Taking from the haystack is also derabbanan, so we shouldn't allow him to lead his animals there either. And for the Gemara, he's only allowed to stand in front of his animal in a way that will cause the animal to go to the haystack to eat, but he can't actually lead his animal there. In fact, Gemara Braisa says, if a house is between chatzeris and it's full of straw, the chatzeris must make 2 separate eruvim. Each chatzer may come and fill their baskets with straw from their side of the house. If the straw gets lower than 10 tefachim, neither chatzer may carry in the house. What can be done is for one chatzer to lock its entrance to the house and relinquish its rights, in which case the other chatzer would be mutter, but that chatzer that locked and relinquished its rights obviously would be also to that house, but the other chatzer would be mutter. And the same concept would apply to a ditch full of straw when the ditch is at a point between the tchum of two cities. Now this braisa clearly says they can fill up their baskets with straw. And for the Gemara, when the straw is in a roof structure, they may do so because it's obvious when the straw gets to below 10 tefachim, because the proximity to the roof makes the termination easy. That's why we allow it. But when it's in an open outside, where it won't be noticeable, we don't allow it. For the Gemara, the braisa said, if the straw gets to below 10 tefachim, both chatzeris become usher to that house. It seemed that if it was exactly 10 tefachim, it would still be mutter. This would mean that even temporary walls are considered walls, even if they don't reach a ceiling, which is a matter of machlekes we had earlier. Abaye said, the braisa is discussing a house whose ceiling is a little less than 13 tefachim high. Therefore, when the straw is 10 tefachim high, with love it's considered to reach the ceiling. Rav Huna Bar Yeshua said, the braisa could be talking about a house with a 10 tefachim high ceiling, and the straw is a bit more than 7 tefachim high. With love, the straw is viewed as reaching the ceiling. According to Abaye, when the braisa says the straw is 10 tefachim high, it means so literally. According to Rav Huna, it means that it's considered to be 10 tefachim high when you're including the concept of lavud. In fact, the braisa said that if the straw becomes less than 10 tefachim high, both chatzeris become aser. It's mashmah that when new residents are introduced into a chatzer, they prohibit everyone from carrying. Mara said it could be that the straw became less than 10 tefachim before Shabbos. However, if it would have taka become less on Shabbos, it could be that it would not make the chatzeris aser. In fact, Mara, why is the braisa say that one chatzer must lock the door and relinquish their rights? Well, shouldn't either locking or relinquishing be enough? Mara says the braisa means they can do one or the other. Now, the other answer Mara says, since they're so used to carrying there, they actually do need to do both things to prevent them from carrying there. In fact, Mara, it's obvious that the one chatzer becomes prohibited and the other is mutter. Why does the braisa have to tell us that the people of the one chatzer are mutter, and the people of the other chatzar are also to carry there? Obviously, that's what we know. Marissa, the Bryce is telling us that even if the second chatzar then relinquishes the rights back to the first chatzar, it would be ineffective and they would remain usher. In fact, Marissa, it's obvious that the same halacha would apply to a ditch in between the tchum of two cities. Why do we have to mention that? Marissa, the Bryce is telling us that even according to Rabbi Kiva, who says that tchum is deraisa, still we're not geyser and we allow each city to take from their side. Zok the Mishnah, a person can make a shituf for his mavi without having to collect food from all the members of the mavi. He can take a barrel of his own food and say it should belong to all the members of the mavi. He then has his adult sons or adult daughters or his Jewish slaves or his wife be kind it for them. He can't have his ketanim sons and daughters or his eved kananim be kind for them because their hands are like his hands. Zok Rabbi Yehuda says the person being kind for the members of the mavi must lift the barrel of food off the ground by a tefach. Rava said the elders of Pumbedisa, which Rashi explains Rabbi Yehuda and his yeshiva, said the following two halachas. Number one, the one mentioned above, that they have to lift the barrel off a tefach ground from the ground. Number two, someone who makes kiddush must drink a cheek full of wine in order to be yaitzer. Rav Chavida said, the elders of Pumbedisa said another halacha. Rav Yehuda Neim Shmuel said, we may light a large fire on Shabbos for a woman who has just given birth to warm herself because she's in danger if she's not warm. It was initially thought that this halacha only applied to a woman who had given birth, but not to any other sick person. Maybe they're not in such danger from being cold, and only in the winter when it's cold. However, Chia Bar Ovid, the name of Shmuel said, it applies to all sick people, and even in the summer months when it's and otherwise hot. Amemir said the elders of Pumbedisa said another halacha. Which tree do we assume to be, how do you assume to a tree to be an Asherah tree? When do you have to assume that a tree is an Asherah tree that was worshipped by Avodah Zarah? Rav said, if the assistants of the Avodah Zarah guard this tree and don't eat from its fruits, you have to assume it was worshipped as Avodah Zarah. Shmuel said, also, if we hear them saying that the dates of this tree will be used for beer to drink on the holiday of the Avodah Zarah, you have to assume that that's also an Asherah tree. The elders of Pumbedisa paskin like Shmuel. For the acting Gemara, Brisa says that the barrel of food only needs to be lifted a tiny amount, so how could Rabbi Yehuda say that it has to be lifted a tefach off the ground? The Gemara says, when the Brisa says tiny amount, it means it refers to a tefach.